Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We call ourselves Baltimore Positive. We positively hope that you're subscribing to us on our text service for the next Justin Tucker round that's bound to come. Before I join in here, Baltimore Banner broke a story about the FBI investigating Peter Angelos twice during his lifetime. So journalism being done out there everywhere. We have big doings around here for the Crab Cake Tour. Man, I've had cancellations because of weather and this and that. We're going to be back at Fadley's on March 6th. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with Jiffy Lube and all of our sponsors and Wise Conversations. As we get onward and upward, Luke and I have made plans to leave internationally. Nothing political, just baseball. Opening day, the Orioles open in Toronto. I'm going to be chasing down Geddy Lee, let my hair down. We'll see how we do. I better go read his book before I meet him so I know what's up. Leonard Raskin is here. You know what, dude? I was cleaning out the place here this weekend because I was over at the Nacho Mama's sale and ran into my buddy Doug Ware over there buying
Yes,
Memorial Stadium
sir.
stuff. I picked up a WITH poster that I'm going to share with folks. But I was cleaning things out, and I saw, I don't have you in authors and books, Adam Baltimore Positive. Man, I don't think of you as an author, but you are, and
Well, I
Venusia
am.
Hu is here. Right, you are.
Absolutely.
So I have to put you
Absolutely.
into the category, right with Geddy Lee. Everybody that's written
Yeah.
books, you know what I'm saying? So,
That's right.
well, the funniest story, and I'll let you start with this because I know you're going to want to talk hockey. We'll do a little Tucker. We can do all that stuff. But Saturday night, I was at Costas with my wife, and I got to tell the story because it is funny because I've already admitted that I haven't read Geddy Lee's book and Rick Emmett's book, and there are books of people that I hang out with that if they said to me, "Did you read my book, Thomas Dolby?" I haven't read his book yet. I haven't. He gave
Right.
me his book and I haven't read it yet. You gave me your book, I haven't read it yet. So I'm admitting it to you. I haven't read your book yet, right? I fingered through it. We talked about it when it was here. If I
Right.
read it, I'd have a lot more money, especially if I read it a long time ago.
There you go.
So, but I'm at Costas. And I sit at the bar, and it's one of those weird things with being me, right? Like I'm this real low-level celebrity in town, but I know a lot of people, and I'm not really a celebrity to most of these people. I'm just like the guy that they know. I mean, the guy that sold me carpets in the corner across the bar is a friend, a dear friend of mine, money manager guy I've known for 40 years. His son was across the bar, still lives in Dundalk. And then next to me was a dude who didn't, I didn't know if he knew me. I was just being me, having a good time, flirting with Karen. I get up to pee. And I go around the bar and I come back and he's in a conversation with my wife. Turns out he's a listener. He went on trade, like, oh, but he had my book and he pointed out to me. He's like, "Yeah, I got your book." I'm like, "Which one?" I wrote two. He said, "Purple Rain One. I have the first one." And I'm like, good. So we had a nice conversation, nice meal. He was a beautiful guy. He had a good meal. He had crabs. He was eating
There you
crabs
go.
hand over fist, picking them and at the bar. And I left. And the next morning, my wife's like, "Yeah, the guy last night, he told me when you were in the bathroom he hadn't read your book."
He had it there, or he knew it.
So
He
I don't
had
know
it.
what to say. I mean, I got your book
Dude.
here and I'm here to plug you and your book and all that. But you want to plug hockey, right? Because you.
Oh no, hey, we can plug the book and hockey.
All right, well, go ahead. Well, first things first, Fiducia Who, go ahead. By the author,
Fiducia who? So
Leonard
I think
P.
it's
Raskin. It's got the P in it. I don't know.
I think as the year kicks off, and here we are already the middle of February, people are always thinking about money. People make money, and it's a strange thing. People think because they make money, they know what to do with their money. It's not often true. One of my good friends says, if you want to understand the cost of hiring a professional, hire an amateur or do it yourself and see what happens. And we get a lot of people that come in that have been handling their own money for a long time, think they're doing really well, don't have the data to support that. And when they dig it up and find it, we find out they're not doing very well, or they've missed. There's holes in the planning that can cause a lot of damage.
We
There's
talked insurance
liability
at length
insurance.
here.
That's
Yeah,
right.
insurance right off the bat. First
There's
thing you said to me.
liability insurance. There's disability insurance. There's health insurance. Nothing tweaks me more. And it's not anybody's fault. It's just the way the world is. When somebody has a health issue, for instance, and up pops this GoFundMe page to help them with their expenses because they didn't have health insurance or disability income protection. Or
And it's not
God forbid.
inexpensive, by the way, but it is available and it's
That's right.
important.
That's right.
Especially when
And
you get the gray hair and it starts to become
well,
more like
you got to get it before you have the gray
you don't
hair,
want to be a
because then
burden to your kids,
and you
literally,
usually have
right?
a health problem at that point that you can't get the coverage. So you got to get it young. The costs aren't prohibitive. People think that getting the right protection is going to cost you either lifestyle or wealth in magnitudes of 20, 30, 40%. I'm going to tell you that you can protect all of your wealth, your income, your health, your cars, your home, your life for less than 5% of your income. And if that means you end up with 5% less wealth, which often it doesn't, but if it meant you got to retirement with 5% less than you would have had otherwise, so what? You made it and nothing happened. It cost you 5%. But if something happens, man, that 95%'s gone. It's just gone. And I see too often somebody dies. Could be somebody famous, could be somebody local celebrity, could be whatever. And the next thing you see is a GoFundMe page to help educate the kids or to keep the spouse in the home or whatever it may be. And it's just dreadful, man. Dreadful. So the first thing is protect your wealth, then grow it, then enjoy it, all the while enjoying it. We can't be doing this stuff. People think, well, if I protect myself and if I invest, I'm not going to have any money to spend. Nonsense. You have plenty. It's just a matter of, man, we have been barraged with advertising. And I know you and I have supporters and they pay for things, but we
Hang
get
on,
barraged
every
with that.
person out there has bought some ish they don't need or didn't
That's right.
want, and
That's
later in
right.
life they bought an exercise bike they didn't use, they bought a boat, a
That's
timeshare.
right.
Lord knows,
Whatever it is.
you know what it is. You know, I mean, I
And
buy these stupid belt buckles, but at least I enjoy them. You know what I mean?
that's
Whatever they
right.
are,
That's
right?
right. And that's your thing, you know. Everybody has a thing. Some people drink, some people gamble, some people buy Ravens tickets, some people buy belt buckles. But the fact is, you also protect and you make sure that the world doesn't come crashing down. And then ultimately, you leave it. And the worst thing is, you pass and there's a GoFundMe page to raise your kids or to provide for your spouse. It just makes me sick.
Or
So
you're
that's
alive and you need a
Fiduci Who.
GoFundMe page. So
Well,
yeah, I've
yeah,
seen that too.
even worse. So that's Fiduci Who. We're out there to help people make great decisions around their money. On to hockey. Boy, what a weekend for the USA hockey team. Clearly, the world of the 51st state of Canada and Governor Trudeau are not happy with what's going on with tariffs, with the orange man, with your favorite president, Donald J. Trump. And so they have figured out and summarily decided that at any hockey game where the United States national anthem is played, they will boo until it is over.
By the
So,
way, by the way, you know the first team that's going to rain down upon the Baltimore Orioles open their
in Toronto.
season at Sky Dome,
In
correct?
Toronto. So for
Sure.
baseball, we'll see what happens. But for right now, it's happening in hockey. So USA, Canada, the Four Nations Cup, or whatever they're calling it, Four Nations Shootout, whatever it is.
This is a prelude to the Olympics next year, correct?
Correct. And what they're doing is they decided that the All-Star game is a waste of time. So instead of that, what they're going to do is they're going to have in this year, Sweden, Finland, rival, US, Canada rival, play a little round robin tournament. And on Thursday night, we're going to have the two top ranked teams go head to head. So the big rivalry is US, Canada, because they're the two best teams at the moment. And before the game, Canada fans boo the national anthem. And as the puck is dropping for the first beginning of the game, major fight between two big heavyweights on the ice before the puck, or right as the puck is dropped. Another second or two later, another fight.
Really, really silly. I mean, you know,
Silly.
you
Silly. These were,
like for me,
this was set
the
up.
whole goonery of hockey and
Well,
the
this was
whole
set
like,
up.
yeah, the
This was
whole.
set up. But the point being, it was a pretty rough and tumble game. It's not an all-star game. Guys are hitting, guys are checking, guys are making guys feel the game, both sides of the ice. It's fantastic hockey. The best, just about the best players in the world. Certainly the best players from these four countries doing it, playing great hockey.
By
And
the way, it's crazy that the good teams in the league want their players running at this speed because that's the reason that they never do this, right? And the
Right, right.
NBA's become a joke, right?
That's
We all
right.
watch
And
Saturday Night
NFL
Live over the weekend,
with
right?
flag football. And
And
so
even
this is
baseball has
real.
devalued its thing, even
That's right.
with
But this
the
is
uniform changes.
real big time hockey. Big hitting, big goal scoring. And it's not like an all-star game where it's 10-8. These are 1-0, 2-1, kind of games. And USA Canada, 3-1 US on Saturday night or Friday night. Saturday night? Saturday night. Big game, big win. The next games are Monday, then the championship two games are on Thursday night. Everybody thinks it's going to be the US Canada again, although Canada has to beat Finland to get there. So we'll see what happens there. US doesn't matter. They're in the final. Doesn't matter what happens on Monday night against Sweden, irrelevant. But Thursday night's the big championship game and could be USA Canada 2, only this time it will be in Boston instead of Montreal. It'll be very interesting to see. I have not seen, except in Nashville last week or so, when the Canadian anthem was played, lots of booing from the U.S. fans of the Canadian national anthem in reciprocation for. Now, the announcer at the Bell Center in
That's
Canada.
leadership. Starting
Well, hey,
a war with your neighbors. That's
hang
leadership.
on. It's no war. Stop it. Hang on. The announcer asked very politely in both French and English that the fans please respect the anthems of the respective countries, and the Canadian fans decided that wasn't necessary, and so it goes.
Dude, that might as well be the ring announcer grabbing the mic and saying, "Don't boo Nikolai Volkov for
Right,
missing possession."
of course,
I
I get it.
mean,
Oh, and quick aside, somebody asked Alex Ovechkin this weekend, past weekend, if he was watching the Four Nations Championships. And he said, Russia's not playing, why would I watch? So Russia's not in the
we're all
tournament.
getting a little nationalistic here.
Russia's not
You
in the
know.
tournament. So Alex, during the tournament, went home to Russia and is working out to get ready for what is the second half of the season and breaking
What's he carrying?
Gretzky's record.
Refrigerators up hills, wrestling
No,
bears. What's he
he
doing
was
up there?
actually playing soccer, Russian soccer, and he scored a goal in a Russian soccer game.
All right.
The dude just
What
scores
did I do on
goals
my winter vacation? I went back to Putski in Moscow.
and played
Leonard
soccer.
Raskin is here. He can take us in a lot of directions with hockey, and I love hockey and all that. But the Tucker thing
Oh,
keeps coming back. It keeps
it's
bubbling up.
getting worse. It's
Okay,
getting worse.
so I
What
mean,
the
everywhere
hell?
I go, people are coming up to me,
Yeah,
and
what's going to
again,
happen?
they were all a little shocked that I didn't know anything about it. Like, I've had lots of people. I talked to three lawyers over the weekend. All of them knew of allegations years ago and had heard this and that, whatever.
That's
These are
crazy.
friends of mine because I'm
Yeah.
asking them, like, what happens at the end of this, right? People
Yeah.
ask you that about money all the time, Leonard
Right,
Raskin, Raskin
right.
Global. Hey, what happens with taxes? And there's W-2s and all these things that
Yep,
happen,
yep.
deductions and FICA and like all these things that people don't understand.
Nope.
But, this thing here from legality, from journalism, from the stupid stuff I see on my wall about me spreading rumors when I'm sharing journalism, like it
Right.
really gives you the arc of where the public is on idolizing athletes,
Yes,
the
yes.
legitimacy of claims, the legitimacy of journalism. And
And
I'm gonna die on this hill. I'll let you get on
yeah, go
this,
ahead.
okay?
Go
But
ahead.
I'm going to die on this hill because I'm going to write about it this week. And I don't know when the Ravens are going to issue the one sentence release saying we plan to move on from Justin Tucker.
Right.
Then they don't have to answer any questions
That's right.
until they get to Indianapolis next week. And I'm not going to be there in the morning because they won't. And I'm not sending Luke out there.
Right.
So I ask a couple of lawyers, where's this going? Like, where is this going? And they're like, unless anything's in the last 10 years, there's statute of limitations. These women are going to get nothing. That's
Right.
why they shouldn't show their faces, come out, because they don't need these eggheads throwing rocks at them, calling them names people call
Right.
women.
Right.
Like, there's 16 women now who worked at the
Right.
most reputable
Not
places in
one.
the
It's
place.
not one.
And I keep saying to myself, what would you have to do to get thrown out of one of these places once, and that these places don't talk to each other, and there's not some sort of child predator thing? Like, if these massage places all got in unison and said, Show me the list of the men you've
Who
thrown
we
out of
shouldn't
your
let in.
place this
Right.
year, and
Right.
every place had five names, and four of them are on every name.
Like the
Like,
casinos.
at
Like the
some
casinos,
point,
they ban card counters, right?
Greg Maddux, right? Yeah, he can't
And they
walk in.
know, who these people are, and when their cameras pick them up, they security
I
removes
have
them.
so many questions, and Leonard, I'm telling you, when I sit on a bar stool in Dundalk or in Timonium, which I've done here the last, in Catonsville, I've been all over town, right? People come up to me, and they have such a, first off, if you haven't read the journalism, I won't speak to you about it. I'll just say,
Right.
look, it's like asking me about the OJ case if you didn't watch the trial. No. I'm not going to do it. Then I say to people, read it, come back. I say that on my timelines about all of this. But the legal part of this is it's not a cash grab from women. These are not
Right.
disreputable places. These are not disreputable people. They didn't come forward. They were chased down by journalists. And this is the hill I'm going to die on. And this is where I'm going to have at Justin Tucker. I'm going to
Yeah.
have at
Yeah,
him.
yeah.
Pissing on the journalists who do their jobs to
Yep.
report news, and I am one of them who has been excommunicated. I have been
Yep.
delegitimized, while my employee has been legitimized now by two billionaires, one who had was under investigation by the FBI for hokey pokey during this period of time back in the day. We found that out in the Baltimore Banner. So, I mean, give the Banner $20 a month, subscribe to them because they're
Right,
doing their freaking
right.
job.
Yeah,
The
absolutely.
notion that the first thing that would happen when I'm sitting in Pizza John's 2.5 weeks ago with Jen Marsh, and she's got a Banner subscription and she's got the phone. She came back, she handed it to me, and I'm reading the Banner thing on her, the first report on her
Yep.
phone. And by the
Yep.
time I got up to pee and leave, Tucker had already put out his
Hit job.
Instagram
Hit
one
job.
page. You know, tabloid journal, like these people who have been up for Pulitzers. And I see what the Orange guy's doing. And now we're booing. Now Luke and I have to worry about going into Canada as Americans, like how they feel about me and us when all I've ever done is love Canadians all my life, including Getty. And they're booing national anthems. That's not where anything should be going. And for the Ravens, who have zero tolerance, this is not where any of this should be going, which is calling the women names and or damning the journalists who went out and reported information that these women were afraid for their career, their
Yep.
lives, their livelihood, their name, their safety, because he's got money and he works for a billionaire who, last time I checked, would absolutely cover up a wife getting punched, tell the wife to throw herself in front of it, in front of the media, and then what they've done to me. And I'm not going to let that go. And if it's about me, go to the website and see all I did for others last week and things I do for others all the time. This is about journalists and about tabloid journalism, like Chad Steele saying, I'm not a reporter. This should be scandalous to people in this city. Could have been your daughter, could have been your wife, could have been your sister, could have been your massage therapist. If he did this to my massage therapist, she'd have kicked his ass, his bony
You know,
ass.
I'll tell you.
So I'm telling you what, if I would have reported this and they would have, and these women came to me because a couple of my buddies said, hey, I got a girl that, and I got three girl, I got five girl. A lawyer
Right.
would have come to me and said, hey, Nesh, you'll report this because they've already thrown you out. And the
Right.
Banner's afraid to do it. Well, the Banner wasn't afraid to
No,
do
they
it.
weren't afraid at all. And they've
And
stuck by it.
that's all I got. But go
Absolutely.
ahead.
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to ask you a question because I didn't, I mean, I saw what Tucker put out, but question for you, did he put that out himself? Was that under the guise of a Ravens release? How
No,
did it
it
come
was
out?
out within 20 minutes. He
But
was not anyone to do with it. I'll say this with the
was it
Ravens.
him or them?
Yes,
That's
him and
all.
his lawyer.
But not them, not the Ravens.
No,
So that's my point.
the
I have
Ravens
not
statement
seen
was the Ravens had one
anything yet.
statement. The Ravens said we are aware of the
Right,
allegations,
right.
and that's
That's
it. And
it.
that's cut and paste. Yeah.
Right. So nothing from the team to this point, which is kind of stunning. But again, we're in a quiet
Why is it
period.
stunning?
Why is it
You give them
stunning?
money. You give them a lot of money. You believe in
Yeah.
them. And there's nothing here that they could do. They throw me out. You give them money. They right. You give them money. Everybody get like great.
Right.
There's nothing they can't do Deshaun Watson got signed. The Browns fans gave him money. Like,
Which is crazy.
so
Which
Justin
is
Tucker
crazy.
will kick footballs in this league again. He'll probably do
You
it
think
this
it's going to
year.
be purple? You think he's going to be in purple? I'd
No,
be
he will
shocked.
kick. He will kick in this league
He
again.
very well may. He very well may, but I'll be shocked if
Won't be
it's
here.
at
Won't be
Camden
here. It
Yards.
won't be here.
Yeah, that's what I say. I'll be shocked if it's at M&T.
So if you know it won't be here, and you already, where is? I mean, and again with the Ravens, they don't have a spokesman. Chad Steele's not a. Chad Steele's never said a word in his life out loud in front of a microphone where anybody have to read his eyes. It wouldn't show well. If Chad Steele got in front of things, it would not show well. It would show the arrogance that they all exude when you're around them, and
Yeah, well,
that air that, like, but
the
they need
only
to do
face they
something.
have is Harbaugh. Harbaugh's the face of the team.
Okay, well then go
I
ahead.
mean,
So what's
think
he going
about
to
it,
do?
right? Don't
What's he going to
you
do?
think that? I mean, you don't see Eric DaCosta except for at the end of the season
Next week
or
you'll see DaCosta because of the draft.
because of the draft and the combine. But my point is publicly, you see Harbaugh. When people think Ravens
Well, they
publicly,
put Harbaugh
don't
out in
you?
front of CNN at 10 o'clock at night when Ray Rice happened.
That's what I mean. He's been the mouthpiece. He's been their mouthpiece. It's like in Dallas, right? In Dallas,
Right.
you got Jerry Jones. You know that when something's going on, anything's going on, or nothing's going on, you're going to see Jerry
Well,
Jones.
if the
In
perception is that
Baltimore,
John Harbaugh is the leader of this, then John, lead. Let's go, buddy. You got a
well,
daughter. You
that's
got a
my
wife.
point. He hasn't said anything, but that's who I think will be
John
put out
Harbaugh
to
didn't
say
leave when
something.
it came to me on a personal level, and I know that. I know he's a man that has no integrity when it comes to these things that affect his football team.
But
If I
somebody's
could
going to
kick
have
field
to say
goals, I'd
something.
be out there kicking field goal. I mean, that's all they care about there is winning. That has been evidenced. And this zero tolerance policy, the quarterback went out on Twitter and told some guy in Pennsylvania to perform fellatio on him and left it up for 5 days till his girlfriend told him to think. I mean, the stuff that just goes by unnoticed all the time, this is not going to go by unnoticed.
No,
And the biggest
but you know
question is,
what's weird?
what
Like you
did you
said.
know and when? And you heard these allegations. And dude, I'm a journalist. I mean, I've been hit 3 times this morning since the Angelos thing on the banner thing happened, where people are inbounding me with stuff and different stuff. The Tucker thing has been a little different than that because I haven't had, nobody has offered me one of the 16 ladies as an example. One of my friends said one of his women had this happen. I'm not sure if she's one of the 16 now. I'm not sure if he's sure, but this all has
Well, this
transpired since 3 weeks ago for me.
also haven't seen this on the local news. Have you? I mean, I watch local
Oh,
news.
it's been very encouraged to
It
not cover
hasn't been
this.
covered.
Of
Hasn't
course
been
not.
covered. It's kind of interesting that I might have seen a clip, like a minute clip or something, but I have not seen this story on the sports report at BAL. I haven't seen it on Fox 45, the two that I watch.
You know
I
what? I've
haven't
listened
seen
to
it.
105.7, the fan, one time in the last 5 months, and it was last week. And I was getting a pizza from Pizza John's and I put it on. It was the morning after the second round of allegations. And I don't know
Nothing.
what they do to the sound over there. Bob Haney and Vinny from Pennsylvania were talking about hockey. They literally were talking about Ovechkin. And I'm like, not, it wouldn't be my radio station. If we were taking phone calls and doing sports radio, there would be nothing else. But I would be the host on the air with every jackass calling in to say, read the piece. And you know what I would do? Top of the hour, every hour, I would read the piece out loud for them so that they can't say that they haven't heard it. I'm on WBAL right now. Storm coming, state trooper patrol, federal judge Musk, Maryland bill tax, man convicted in Harford Mall shooting, supporters call for passing, helicopter. No, there's nothing about. There's
In the
nothing. I'm in
sports?
the. This is WBAL News Ray. I'm on their website.
How
So
about, do
let
they have a
me.
sports tab? I don't
Hold
know. I'm
on.
just.
I don't. Ravens. Top story. Ravens news. Ravens news. Sure, it'll all be good news. Man facing felony charges connected to drone usage during Ravens wildcard game. That was the last piece on their news is February 8th. Some news organization,
Well,
WBAL.
yeah, they carry them. They carry them.
No wonder my traffic's kicking their ass, and I'll promote that this week. But I, dude,
I get it. Look,
I
this is
don't,
bad. This
dude,
is bad.
this is not good. or
No,
any of
it's
them.
not. It's bad. It's not good. It's bad.
It's
It's
embarrassing.
ugly. It's embarrassing. It's disgusting.
And where's
You know.
Sashi Brown banning me from this year's Smart CEO or CEO Club? I mean, like, and by the way, listen, and this is Trump's game too. You know, Greenland and Panama and Gulf of whatever, you know, like, everything's a distraction here, and the Orioles are going to be a great distraction for them. Look at that Oriole game. Look at that hockey game. Ovechkin chasing the record. Hey, Terps won by 30 the other night. Like, hey, Ronnie Stanley, free agency. Look at that draft.
He's
Hey,
going to go to
Eric, who are we
Pittsburgh.
drafting? You
He's going
know,
to go to
like, it's
Pittsburgh.
going to be very, very easy to
Where's
cut.
Ronnie Stanley going to go?
It's going to be very easy to cut the kicker, and like,
Well, I
it's
don't
going to be
know.
very
They'll have
easy for
to
him to
answer.
go
They're going to have to answer at some
to
point that they cut him.
WBAL.
Maybe. Maybe. They're going to have to say why, you know, that they cut him because you didn't cut him because of his
No, they cut him
mid-season
because he missed
performance.
kicks last year and his cap number's
Yeah.
big. And
Yeah, whatever.
same thing with me. They cut me because, like, I wasn't there enough, right? I
Yeah,
wasn't
that's
a
it.
real reporter, right? I
That's
mean,
it.
the gaslighting that they routinely go through, I mean, every press conference that Harbaugh's involved in is a gaslight. First things first, I've been thrown out of the room to ask questions. So let's start with that. Let's start with the fact that if you ask real questions, they throw you out. You want Exhibit A? He's sitting here with the biggest traffic in the, you know, in the history of traffic in the city for any guy named me. Leonard Raskin is a part of that. He is Raskin Global. I wear his shirt. He proudly supports money and the American dream.
Yes,
Sometimes we
sir.
disagree politically. Sometimes we
Yes,
disagree on
sir.
sports.
No, this is a big one.
But this Tucker thing, I don't know where they're going with. And by the way, with baseball, and now this is my dipstick for all of you. Man, you're a 30. Section 34 guy, Wild Bill guy, 33rd Street guy. You're old
Yeah,
schooler.
let's
You're all of
go.
that, right? Like,
Right.
baseball's coming. Where are you? Where? And your boy's gone and out of the world, over in Europe. He's not going to spring training or like.
No,
Where
none of
are
that.
you with?
I'm watching our new Japanese 35-year-old pitcher who was the MVP in the Japanese league coming over saying he wants to win a championship. Listening to Brandon Hyde a little, trying to figure out who's gonna pitch. Do we really have a good rotation? Which of these young kids are gonna be on the field? It's promising, but just like the Ravens, as we said last year, and as we said after the sad loss to Buffalo this year. Next year it is Super Bowl or bad season again. We are not a team in rebuild. We are not a team looking for the future. We are right now in the present trying to make it happen. And for the Orioles, it's not time to win a playoff game. It's time to win playoff series and get to a meaningful October end, without which, again, I say the season will have been useless. They can play all they want all year long, but without an ending in a championship series, whether they win or lose, okay, you
42
go to the World
years. Well,
Series, it
42
is what it
years, right?
is. Yeah, I'm saying ideally we'd like them to win, but they got to win playoff series. They got to go deep in the playoffs. Otherwise, you say, what's going on here? You
Well,
know,
I
what's
think they've
happening?
spent a lot of money on these 1 year pitchers, and that's
Yep,
cool. And
yep.
they're in a position where it might work or not. But Elias says we have more arms than we've had.
That's
Mookie and I
right.
debated that a little bit, that if Bautista's coming back and Eflin's right and Rodriguez
Yep,
is really going to
yep.
make 29 or 32 starts this
Here's
year
hoping.
instead of
Here's hoping.
21 or 23, like and he's ready to make that step up. This is not crazy to think that Rodriguez can step up, that
Absolutely.
Bautista can come back, and then on the
Absolutely.
offensive side, that Holiday takes a step up, Westberg maintains, Henderson maintains. I don't know if Henderson could get much better,
Right.
that Mullins bounces back, and that they situationally figure out the outfielders, that Couser makes another step up to be able to be more
I
than a
think they've
platoon
got the
player.
offense. They just got to hit in the playoffs. They got to remember
Holiday's
how to
got to
hit.
like step up and be a 21-year-old phenom, which is a hell of
Yep.
a, you know, thing for. So they have a lot of things going on, but the one thing that they have that they've never had that I would, first off, ownership money, a different
Yeah.
guy, whether he
Yeah.
lets me in or not, I like it does matter, but it doesn't matter to how they're going to organize the
Right.
baseball team. But
Right.
it's going to matter to like how they're going to treat people, like just in
Right.
general, how are you going to treat people who want to treat you well, and want to. forget Peter Angelos was ever here and come to the ballpark again. People
That's
like
right.
you, people
That's
like
right.
me. I get all the Birdland. I get all of this stuff. I'm not getting anything till I get my media credential back. I'm not. I mean, I'm just not. I'm
Right,
not. I'm
right.
not. As long as I own this radio station and I do what I do and fog in a mirror, you're
Yep.
credentialing my Caucasian employee, not credentialing me, it's not going to go well. So I'll say that. The baseball side for me, though, is they are credible where they are, but the thing that makes them the real wild card is whoever the pitcher is that they want in July, they'll have firepower to deal from within the
Yep.
organization,
And money to get them.
even if they have to give up Couser, even if they have to give up a player like a real a Westberg to get a signed ace that's failing in another place because the whatever money, whatever it is,
Or the team's failing, the ace
they
isn't.
have enough money. And the thing they never had during Angelos's era, even if Angelos, the only way Angelos could ever improve the team was by overspending on free agents because they never had talent and they
Yep.
never had talent to deal from.
Correct.
They had one Dylan Bundy,
Yeah, minor
one
leagues were
whatever,
terrible
and it was
for
always some
years.
guy they never
Terrible.
wanted to get rid of, and they couldn't get rid of him anyway. And then he blossoms and he's a jerk like that Canadian left-hander they had for 5 minutes back in 08 that they dealt off. So, before they wanted to pay him, right? Because they
Yep,
didn't want to
yep.
pay anybody either. So there was all of that for 30 years of that. That's not where they are now. Where they are now is if July 26th, they are playing 561 ball, whatever they're playing, they're going to be a playoff team. They're
Yep,
good.
yep.
They're on the cusp of good or whatever. They now have the ability to go into any trading deadline deal and deal from strength. And they've
Yes.
never been able to do that. So I will give them all the free passes in the world for signing 1 year, 17, 15, $20 million,
Yeah, not a big
41-year-old,
deal.
35-year-old.
Not a big
Like
deal.
they're
Get us to
trying
the
to get the
playoffs. Get us.
125, 30
Right.
innings. They're trying
Get
to
us there.
amass these number three starters,
Yep.
and I will sign off on it. I'm signed
Yep.
off.
Yep. Well, you got Eflin, like you said. You got Eflin. You got Rodriguez. You got other guys coming back from injury. You got
Dean
the
Kramer?
veterans. Dean Kramer, right? Could pitch like he did. You got a great crew, and the offense should hit. And they got a slew of new coaches.
Oh, yeah.
Slew of new coaches. So let's get to the playoffs. Let's win some series. Let's make it matter. And I'll get to a few games this year. The boy will be home some this summer. We'll get out there to a couple games like we did last year. We probably went to three, four. Saw him lose four times straight.
Well, Luke and I played a little game, and he won my trivia question. It was a setup. I made it easy
Yeah.
for him. But we're gonna go up to Toronto for the opening. We're
Yeah.
gonna Do you remember the OK Blue Jay song? I asked Luke this. He didn't remember it. Do you
Okay,
know?
Blue Jay, no.
Oh, it's a seventh inning stretch song in Toronto.
Okay,
Yeah, what do you
no.
want? Let's play ball. OK Blue Jays. You don't know that
Great.
one?
No, I
Let's
haven't been there.
play
Haven't been there for a
ball.
baseball game, no. I've been to Toronto.
That's their thank God I'm a country boy.
Right, got it.
So I want to do
Got
that
it.
with Geddie Lee and Rick Emmett. Is that's a
Okay.
bucket list of mine.
There you go.
So yeah.
So you got to get a hold of Getty and get up there for opening day.
If Geddie won't have me, I'm still just going to be there. I want to
Why wouldn't
experience
he
being
have
with
you?
Geddie. I don't
He,
know. I love Geddie. Geddie's writing
yeah.
a big book on baseball and all of his the stuff
On
he's gathered.
baseball.
Oh
Wow.
yeah. You
No,
can.
I know he's a huge fan. I
No,
know
hold
that.
on here. I want to read you the press release.
Okay.
Baseball book. He's doing a book. But he has the biggest collection of Negro baseball of artifacts in the
Wow.
world. You know about all this, right?
No, I don't. I just know he plays a mean bass.
No. He auctioned off a huge
Okay.
thing last year. Okay, so you ready? Here it is
Sure.
here. Geddie Lee is releasing a book about his 72 stories book. It will be 72 stories about baseball. It's
Awesome.
160 pages, cloth bound, coffee table book. Geddie telling the stories of some of his favorite items from his baseball collection.
Wow.
Okay,
Fantastic.
so this is
Look,
why.
when you have money, the purpose is your what's your purpose? And it's to get joy out of life.
Geddie enjoys his
And
money. He does. Geddie's
for
the
him,
coolest
he's
man on earth.
right. He's
You
doing
know what Geddie
baseball.
does now? I've chased Geddie. I mean, Geddie had the book last year, which I haven't read yet. I'll read it if you go to the game with me. I swear I'll read the book, Ged.
There you
But
go.
like, but the book's going to make me cry. It's about his family and the Holocaust.
Yeah, there you
Clearly,
go.
it's a Jewish history book, and
Sure,
coming to
sure.
America, I mean, it's heavy duty. I mean, I went to three. I tracked Getty around when he was doing the book tour. I went up to Toronto when he brought
Right?
Alex out. Everybody
Right?
cried. I mean, I was 10. I mean, I'm not a stalker of Getty, or even I haven't read the book yet.
Right.
But the thing with Getty in baseball is, he's a really special baseball guy,
Wow.
and a lot
I'll
of
have to
he
get
has
it.
the
I'll have to get
largest
it.
collection of presidents autographed on baseballs.
Wow.
So like a dream of mine would be to do a segment with Getty in his study, like go to his
Right.
house and set up. Dan Rather did it. Dan Rather set up
Very
in his
cool.
house
Very
and
cool.
he walked Dan Rather around and showed him stuff. And I think it's been very inspirational for him to do that. But you know what Getty does now? And this speaks to, I mean, Getty's got millions of dollars
Yeah,
and
of
like all
course.
everything he needs in
Of
life,
course,
right?
but he's living his life and he's doing what his purpose is.
You know what he says his greatest joy, and he said this many, many, many times, so much that it's not just believable, it's gospel. He has all of this money and he's traveled all over the world and done things. He loves birding, and his
Hey,
grandson loves
man.
birding, and now they go in the woods and look at birds.
How do you make Getty Lee as a grandpa?
And you gotta be Canadian first, you
No,
know what I mean?
but I'm just saying, come on. The dude is on stage jamming out in our best days. And
Still can, still
no, I
does.
get it, but like grandpa, that just doesn't fit the picture.
You know what I'm gonna do, man? We're gonna do a Getty
Oh,
Lee
it's great.
Appreciation Week
It's
here in
great.
March, and I'm gonna make an all APB to get Getty on the show. Like I'm
There
gonna
you
be just
go.
a complete, if I don't run for the new mayor of Royal Farms Chicken, do you think I'd be a good spokesperson for Royal Farms? I've only been doing it
Yeah.
for 28
Yeah,
years. What do you
why
think?
the hell not? Why they
You
need
know how many,
somebody. They
dude.
ain't using the kicker.
Has anybody eaten more Royal Farms chicken than me?
Oh, probably not. Did
Look, I'm
have they
even
cut
wearing the blue. I'm wearing light colored.
those commercials have been eradicated, is that true? I haven't
I'm
seen any.
sure. I'm sure
I
we'll
haven't
never see
seen any
another
for
one.
quite a while.
I just want to say to everybody at Royal Farms, all of you.
God bless.
No, I had a two-piece last week. I didn't even use my rewards app. I still have 450 points in my rewards app. It's still
I
250 to get a two-piece box. So I'm saying right
love it.
now, I am. You're my friend and financial
Yeah.
advisor friend, whatever
Yeah.
you are. I have 470. I got some gas.
There
So
you go.
I have, and I can redeem my rewards right on here. You need a two-piece? I can get two. I can't get two. I don't have 500 yet. But when I get 500, I can get you a two-piece box with me if you want. What?
Love it. What is better than that? We come home, we're away on vacation, whatever, we're flying in 7, 8 o'clock at night. It's like, man, I'm hungry. What should we do? Let's go get some Rofo chicken.
I
It's
think
like,
my
that's
wife and
it.
I should get in Rofo suits and we should reenact the stir crazy scene. You know what I should do is see if Rain Pryor will do it with me. I've never met Rain Pryor. She's lovely.
Oh my
And
God.
maybe she could do the Richard Pryor
Right.
part. And
You
I
could
could be,
be
and we could do the,
the Gene
oh,
Wilder.
you'll save money, knock on wood, if you do what a good Royal Farms chicken does. What do you think?
All for it. I'm all for it. I
Saver
want to see
money on
that.
the rewards app,
I want to see
right?
that. I want to see that on TV. There we go.
You
I want to see it.
little clucker, you.
Yeah, there you go. That's the close. The clucker.
How many clicks will we get if I do that? That'll put
Oh
the
my
Saturday Night
God.
Live 50 to shame. Although the Eddie Murphy thing with Tracy Morgan was pretty good.
I did not watch it.
Oh my God. Save that up.
The wife has recorded it. We didn't watch it. We will watch it, I'm sure.
Everybody
But
on Friday nights hitting me, dude, you got to put on this concert, dude. Nirvana, the Posty, the Cher, right? And it was like if Getty was there, I would.
right.
Peacock, did we went through Peacock last year, football season, didn't we?
Yes. Yes,
Didn't I
yes. We
tell you about my
talked.
Peacock?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't have any Peacock.
There
Leonard
you go.
Raskin will help you save money so you can have a Peacock too.
Peacock.
And you know what?
Or you
You
could
can.
get some extra chicken.
You can buy chicken at full price. You don't have to get the rewards app, although I recommend the rewards app as we go into
Absolutely.
my full Royal Farms pitch here, which will begin on March 1st. He's Leonard Raskin. He supports us. We hope that you support him. If you want to learn about things and what good woodpeckers do to. I can't see the fiduci who because it kind of loses, but it's fiduci who.
There
Leonard,
we go.
what's the P stand for?
Paul.
Okay, I'm just asking.
Now, if you look at the initials, look at the initials. My mother,
LPR.
Yeah, long playing record. That's what my mother says, because you just don't stop talking. That's what she
We
says.
never stop talking. Baltimore
There we
positive.
go.
There you go,
There we
right at the
go.
end. That's perfect.